Hey, it's me, the T-O-N-Y-T, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. There's one name that has been a mainstay of cultural relevance within the gaming community for nearly 35 years, with no end in sight. It's a pudgy, mustachioed plumber that we know as Mario. Originally called Jumpman, he first appeared in Donkey Kong in 1981, in Donkey Kong Jr. in 82, and in Mario Brothers in 83, but he really came to his own in 1985's Super Mario Brothers, a template that's still being repeated and improved upon to this day. What made Mario so super were the power-ups he could achieve along his journey. A mushroom that made him double in height, a flower that let him shoot fireballs, and down the road, a raccoon tail that could help him fly, or a frog suit that helped him swim, or even a cat suit that helped him to be adorable. But there's one power-up that is arguably the most powerful of them all, Starman. This item would light Mario up in a flashing rainbow of colors and make him invincible to the touch of any enemy. When Mario was flashing and the familiar Starman music was playing, he became, quite simply, unstoppable. As believers, we have powers too, powers of faith, powers to see miracles happen, but perhaps no weapon in our arsenal is more powerful than our praise. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Think of Paul and Silas imprisoned in Acts 16 in a Philippian jail for their faith. The Bible says that about midnight, even in their shackles, Paul and Silas were praising God and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and at once the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. Through their praise, not only did they win freedom, they brought salvation to their jailer and his family. When you adopt a position of thankfulness, when you praise God in all circumstances, nothing can harm you. It helps you keep a proper perspective that greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and that God works all things together for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. And that's pretty super. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For more Nerd of Godcast fun, visit us online at nerdofgodcast.com or hang out with us across all the social medias at Nerd of Godcast. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, I ain't gotta go home, but I can't stay here.